This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, everybody. We continue on this Wednesday afternoon. People in town still buzzing about surely one of the most remarkable Wolves games in franchise history, playing the best team in basketball, the Oklahoma City Thunder. At points, they're down 25 with under 4 minutes to go. They're down 16. Again, the best team in basketball, young guys on the floor. They stage a remarkable comeback, win the game by three. And the head coach of the Timberwolves, Chris Finch, is kind enough to join us. Chris, I know the season is long and it's a practice day. It's a game day and you're looking forward. But this is a unique type of game. I'm sure it's still in your head. I'm sure it's still in your coach's head, the player's head. When you think about that game, what still stands out most to you as we approach 48 hours after the game?
Yeah, I think what stands out most is I'm not sure how we won it. I think what stands out, Chad, is to be honest, is that it's, you know, like we didn't have it. Like, you know, there are games that you come across, you just don't have it, you know, and you don't play well. You keep fighting. And then all of a sudden, like, the young guys off the bench were the spark we needed, along with Jaden McDaniels and Nikhil. And, you know, kind of once we found that right energy and things started to go our way and we started to get some stops and some buckets at the other end, you could feel it snowballing. And at that point, like, anything's possible, particularly in the league today where there's just so much variance and guys, you know, teams rather can come back from these larger deficits.
Chris, as I said before, this season is very long and there are games sometimes which are tipping points. Sometimes you look back at a season and you pick a game, in this case in February, and maybe it kickstarts the season. And then other times you have a game like that, and the next game there's no connection at all. How do you try to build on that and emphasize the points that work so well in beating the best team in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a story of our season. You know, it's up and down, up and down. We're trying to find that consistency. And, we've just got to, like, we've been able to, when we've been good, we've been able to close teams out with our defense. And that's what we were able to do in Oklahoma City. Obviously, we held it scoreless coming down the stretch. And, you know, we need to be more of that type of team. Offensively, we've been kind of hit and miss in clutch time. We got to definitely get better there. A lot of that's, of course, you know, Anthony's growth curve. But we need to be a more consistent defensive team. And if we can do that down the stretch, then, you know, we have a chance to make this run that we've all feel is in us. And just for reference point, I mean, we've played in, I think, the most clutch games in the league.
Yes.
And, you know, our record, I'm not sure what our record is, but it's, you know, we've lost more of them than we've won. And in those clutch games, and Houston, who's also played a bunch of, you know, clutch games, pretty much has the mirror opposite for us. And that's the difference. You know, they're third, fourth, and we're seventh fighting for six. And that's the margin for error. It's so small in the Western Conference right now. We've got to find a way to, like, win these close games. And it comes down to offensive decision-making and defense. And we've been a good defensive team, but what we've done a lot in the last minutes of close games is we've given up second-chance opportunities, and we fouled at a higher rate. And so if we clean those areas up, I think, you know, we can really solidify the last 20-plus games.
Okay, those are good details on something I was going to ask you about clutch time. So you're ahead of me on this, and you know this better than me. That's the core of great teams. That's the core of what happens in playoffs. How can you simulate that in practices? How, and I'm sure you're discussing it endlessly, and the players know it. If it was just as easy as talking about it, and then it would change, it would work, but everybody would be doing the same thing. How do you try to get better at that versus just not accepting but acknowledging that this team isn't great in that area?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to replicate in the practice scenario. You just, you know, we try, you know, we play situational games and we walk through things and we talk about them. And of course we work on the execution piece of the plays that we like to run there. But a lot of it's in the moment decision-making, you know, do you mm-hmm. trust your teammates enough to make the right play? You know, and there's a chain reaction to that. It's just because I might trust you, you got to trust the next guy. So, you got to, I think it's a quest for easy baskets. You know, how else can we get easy baskets? You know, can we get a transition basket? Can we get an offensive rebound put back? We're doing a better job of rebounding at the offensive end. That's been a real big point of emphasis for us. And how can we augment that? And of course, alongside of all this is, you know, working with Anthony just to, you know, kind of continue to make the right plays. And he's such a home run hitter, as I call him, that he, you know, he wants the big play all the time. And sometimes the backbreaking play is the pass ahead and transition that leads to a layup for your teammate. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't think any of it is selfish or malicious or ill-intended. It's, you know, he gets into this mindset where he has a killer mindset, which you love. But he's got to also be able to kind of temper that enough to, make the right play and, you know, find his teammates and when they double and create that chain reaction. Now, to be fair with Anthony too, like, we just haven't made some of those shots. You know, and that was the Houston game a couple games ago. We missed a bunch of wide open threes down the stretch. You know, if two of those go in, it's a different story.
Is Ant's calf okay? Is he set to play tomorrow night against the Lakers?
Yeah, we believe so. I mean, his calf is fine. I mean, it's a little banged up, and he'll get some treatment today. And I'm not sure of his status for practice yet, but I'll find that out here in about an hour. But we expect him to be in tomorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk Jaden McDaniels here. Reminding folks, this is the head coach of the Wolves, Chris Finch, with us, Chad Hartman here on CCO. Jaden really has come into his own this month. I mean, the defense has been better, but just the offensive assertiveness, his decision-making, his rebounding. This is the guy that you and Tim Connelly have believed in. Why do you think it is clicking in at this level, and how convinced are you at this point that he's climbed at least one level of the mountain, and you can expect this type of behavior this type of play, and the behavior of assertiveness going forward?
Yeah, we always felt that this was the Jaden McDaniels that we could realize, or he could realize. He, first of all, put the work in his entire young career to be able to kind of take the next steps. It's a lot of it's just about opportunity. It's about usage. Of course, when guys go down, you know, Julius, Dante, guys that we'd spent a lot of time and attention trying to integrate early in the season, maybe at the expense of Jaden, to be honest with you. We knew who Jaden was at the point. We knew what he could do. I think in Jaden's mind, when we traded Kat, there's probably an expectation that he would take this jump. And the way things had worked out early on in the season, you know, again, we had priorities with Jaden with Julius and Dante. So that was a doubt had taken its toll on his ability to take this step forward that we're seeing. Now those guys have been out for a number of games, and it's not a coincidence that it coincides with that. Now the tricky part is, like, how do we maintain a balance for everybody? How do we reintegrate these guys when they come back? How does Jaden maintain his role in the offense? And a lot of that's going to just be the flow. You know, I've always said, like, we just need to make the ball move a little bit better. Sometimes Jaden's been a barometer for that. Whenever we've moved the ball well, played with a great rhythm offensively for the last several years, Jaden's always played really well. You know, if we just stick him in the corner and expect him to make threes every time the ball comes to him, that's not really who he is. He can do that. He has more to offer, and we've seen that.
Okay, let's talk about those players who are awfully important to you, and Rudy Gobert, Dante DiVincenzo, and Julius Randle. Can you give me an updated timeline when they're coming back? And then you just alluded to it, these young guys in Clark and Dillingham and Shannon. They have been so essential to so many of these games, including Monday night. Even when those three proven veterans, I mean, Rudy, defense player of the year multiple times, are they absolutely in the rotation going forward? Or is that a game in, game up basis? Because you're just talking about so many guys you would have to play.
Yeah. I mean, with so many guys, it's going to be situational for some of them. I think what's going to be key for us, and when we get to the verge of being all healthy, we'll have this discussion. You know, it's just everybody kind of putting aside their feelings and their individual agendas at this point in time, and, you know, make this push down the stretch for the greater good. We have a deep team that can be a real benefit for us, but it also, if people don't approach it with the right mindset, you know, can be a bit of an anchor too. We don't expect the latter. We expect the former. Guys coming back from injury, you always have to kind of manage them through their reintegration process anyway. So as far as the young guys, we feel really confident in being able to throw them in. I'm sure several of them will stay in the rotation. We're going to expand our rotation from when from early in the season when we were playing like a hard eight. You know, now I can see us playing 10. It will probably leave somebody out on a nightly basis, and that gives us a chance to be situational. You know, if we need, you know, if we need defense or we need shooting or we need, you know, energy, you know, we might be able. Well, we have a selection of opportunities to be able to choose from there. So,
two last quick points, and we'll let Chris Finch go. Nas has been fantastic. He has mainly been a sixth man and flourished, but this month he has started. You have, we just alluded to it, Julius among the players coming back. Have you already decided whether Nas is going to start or Julius will return to the starting lineup when Julius is healthy and ready to go?
Yeah, that's a question that we'll cross when we get there, to be quite honest, Chad. I think at this point in time, you know, we don't know what Julius's minutes restrictions will be when he comes back. Some of that will dictate the decisions we make at that point in time. Is Rudy going to be healthy? So it's a pretty fluid situation across the board right now. We're just excited that these guys are closer to getting able to come back to get on the floor.
Last thing, Chris Finch in L.A. Yeah, you got practice, you got work commitments, but you also have a city with some things to do. What is Chris Finch doing with a couple nights in L.A.?
Last night I just found a nice restaurant outside the bar, had some dinner with one of our coaches, and watched the Luka revenge game. And then tonight I'll probably do not a lot more than that. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure what's. I got nothing on the agenda. So looking forward to practice today. It's an unusual day in the NBA when you actually can practice because you don't get much time in between games. So excited for that. And then it's nice to experience the 75 degree weather.
Yes, Chris Finch will not be out clubbing tonight. Is that what I'm hearing?
I will not be out clubbing.
Chris, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, Josh. Take care.
Chris Finch, the outstanding Timberwolves head coach. You want to react in any way? You certainly can. You know how to text us, 651-461-9226 here on CCO.